Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Welcome to Evangelism Boot Camp. Hallelujah. And this is really boot camp season. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Awesome One. You are the True and Living One. And we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, touching each and every one of us, moving by your spirit, doing as only you can do, Lord God. And we're in a high state of expectation tonight because we know, hallelujah, by your spirit, that you are doing some great and awesome things, each and every one of us, on this day, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here tonight. I want to start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to the Price family, Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber. On last Thursday, it seemed like it was such a short time ago, and then it seems like a long time ago at the same time. But thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, for standing in for me on last Thursday. I was in Nashville at a wedding of a young man that I knew. I met his mom when he was a lap child. And to see him today as this this big, tall, muscular guy that his mom has to look up to because he's taller than his mom. And we just had a wonderful time. And, you know, I just love the fact that young people are getting married. Hallelujah. Men are marrying women. Women are marrying men. It's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. So we just had a wonderful time and, you know, just looking at them, praying over them, and just rejoicing with them as they were rejoicing. Hallelujah. So thank you all. I got to listen to some of the broadcasts from last week and heard some really good testimonies, some really good things that you all are doing. Hallelujah. In the harvest field, how the Lord is just showing you certain things to do so that people can be planted, watered, and God can get the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. I just really enjoyed that. Oh, and while I was there, at the wedding, at the reception, I was standing next to a prophet and his wife, who's a pastor of a church in Atlanta. So we were talking, and I've known them for, about 25 years. We don't talk very often, but, you know, I told them I watch them on Facebook and live vicariously through them because they travel all over the place, preaching all over and everything. So I was talking to the wife, Pastor Tammy, and I said, Pastor Tammy, what thus saith the Lord? And she said to me, it's testimony time. It's time to tell it, to tell what God has been doing. I said, hallelujah. I said, let me tell you, on our broadcast tonight, we are doing testimonies, and it's not like we do it all the time. So I said, you are so on point. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was like, thank you, Lord. We are on point with what God is saying right now. Amen. It's time to tell it, to tell what God has done. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all. Once again, Pastor Price, Minister Joy was our engineer. Minister Amber, I know she was around somewhere. She was probably praying that everything would go fine, and it did. And we give God all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. And thank all of you for talking. I was like, ooh, this one is talking, that one's talking, this one's talking. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah. We really appreciate it. Okay, as we go into the boot camp today, I'm so excited. I kind of want to skip the going through a preview, but I'm going to go back and do a preview. Someone may be listening, and they hadn't heard any of this before. So just going back a bit, and giving a preview of what we have done thus far. In part one, well, now, right now, we are in part four, and we have five parts. Next week will be the last one. And so in part one, we talked about why it's important to evangelize. We talked about evangelism is really the very heart of God. You know, John 3:16, he so loved the world. So he loves us so, so much that he wants us to be saved. He wants us to be born again. Hallelujah. And I played one of my favorite songs. I keep playing that over and over again. It's called Forever. And he wants us to be saved so he can love on us forever. Because forever is a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's given us by his Spirit the opportunity, the honor, and the privilege to be his arms of love and compassion, to bring the world to him. This is a love thing, and he wants the world to come to him, one person, one soul, one heart at a time. Hallelujah. And then, you know, when as we come to Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. And all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So you may not have been licensed. You may not have been ordained. But I'm telling you today, according to the Word of God, you are a minister of reconciliation to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what Jesus did was he loves people into the kingdom with his life. And he wants us to do the same thing. I mean, he went to the unlovely people. He went to the Samaritans. They were unlovely people. And he loved on them. And they came into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And then he commanded us, what he commanded us to do in Acts 1 and verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria, where the ugly people are. The unlovely people are, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. And then the Lord is giving us wisdom through evangelism that we would not have had before. Proverbs 11:30 says, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. And when we have the wisdom of God, he can send us anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that was part one. Now, part two, I'm still kind of in part one. We talked about the four things God wants you to know, and we talked about two of the four parts. And part one, the one thing that God wants you to know is you need to be saved. Hallelujah. We went to Romans 8:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all need to be saved. Amen. Those of us who are not saved, you need to be saved. Amen. Number two, you can't save yourself. Excuse me. You can't save yourself. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So we are saved by grace. Hallelujah. Through faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we can't save ourselves. So any kind of works that we do, not good enough. Just not good enough. It has to be, we have to receive this gift of grace. Hallelujah. That's God's goodwill, his loving kindness, his favor. Amen. That's how we get saved. And then we engage our faith with that and make a choice to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We make the choice to believe. Even back then, they had to make a choice to believe, even though he was around them, you know, at that time. But he hasn't been around us in the flesh in over 2,000 years. So you know, we have to believe by faith and lay hold to that gift of grace, that of salvation that he's giving to us. Okay, so then in part two, we went to the third and the fourth thing that God wants us to know. The third thing that he wants us to know is that God has provided for our salvation. Hallelujah. He, you know, it's like, okay, you need, can't save yourself, but hey, number three, I provided for your salvation. I made a way for you to be saved. I'm not leaving you hanging out there. I made a way for you to be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. Amen. So once again, here's love coming up. This is a love thing. Amen. And he provided for our salvation by his love, by his grace, by his mercy. Hallelujah. His loving kindness. Amen. And the kind of love that he's talking about is not a love that's a hit or miss, a here or there. It's a forever love. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the fourth thing that he wants us to know is your part, how to receive Jesus. There's a part that we play in this. I mean, Jesus did it all. He died for us on the cross. He did the work. We received the gift. Hallelujah. He did the work. We received the gift. Amen. So Romans 10 and verse 9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. You know, it goes on and says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. So with our heart, that's where we believe. That's where we make the choice to believe. Hallelujah. And then with our mouth, we say it out loud. Yes. I receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. And when we say that out loud, all of a sudden, our confession, what came out of our mouth, is made into salvation. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And so I just feel like somebody ought to get saved right now before I go any further. Glory to God. Glory to God. So if you're listening and you're not sure that you are born again, you can't recall a moment in time where you received Jesus, where you actually confessed with your mouth, if you believed in your heart and confession was made unto salvation, you can't recall a time when you did that, or maybe your testimony is, I've been in church all my life. My mama saved, daddy saved, grandpa, grandma. But what about you? There's a man that I met. Oh, beautiful man of God. Wonderful man of God. He was a trustee in his church for many years. Everyone highly respected this man. He was about 90 years old at the time, and we were going to pray the prayer of salvation. And so I asked everyone, you know, if you well, to pray the prayer of salvation, we were in a meeting, and he prayed. Well, everybody prayed, and I said, this prayer, a prayer like this, how many of you prayed this prayer for the first time at the age of 90, having been in church for many years, highly respected, very well known in his denomination, trustee, And that was the first time he had prayed a prayer like that. I just heard today that he had a massive heart attack and that he's in the hospital and they're putting him on hospice. At this point, I believe he's 97 or 98 years old. And the Lord reminded me, oh, he's saved. He's saved. I was like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to say to you today, don't miss your moment. This is your moment in time to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that was simple. It didn't take long to do it, but I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Word of God, that you indeed are saved. As I said, Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. And when you chose to believe in your heart, and when you chose to say it out of your mouth, you entered into salvation. Hallelujah. So welcome to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are born again. You are redeemed. You are a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we'll say some more things later, but let's go on now to our part four. This is our part four, and it's called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. Now, there are treasures all around us, and the Lord wants to help us to find them. So tonight, he is giving us a treasure map with hints and clues to help us find treasures. Now, some of you may be saying, treasures, are we talking about gold and silver? Are we talking about like a pirate's treasure chest somewhere? Are we talking about something like that? Oh, we're talking about something greater than gold and silver and treasure chests. We're talking about souls. Hallelujah. And God has a heart for souls to be saved. One soul, one heart at a time. Hallelujah. Oh, he can save millions. Now, I've seen Reinhard Bonnke, if you ever heard of him, when he was in Africa, saying, Africa shall be saved. Hallelujah. And millions would come to salvation in one meeting. It was like a sea of people. I always like to watch those videos and look at the pictures of people that look like they actually look like a wheat field, like millions of people all shoulder to shoulder just standing up and waiting to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, some of us may never see the millions of people together, but what we will see for sure is that one person who is looking for Jesus in their heart. Their mouth may be saying something different, but their heart is seeking hard after God. And God looks at the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will send us to the people, to those who are ready to be saved. He will send us to them. He will bring them to us. We are the laborers in his harvest field, because the harvest is white and the laborers are few. And he has chosen us to be those laborers in his harvest field, to be his arms of love. Hallelujah. Open wide. As he opened up his arms wide on the cross, we are those ones with his love to open up our arms wide to receive those into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There's so many instances in the Bible where the Lord would tell people how to find other people, or how to find, you know, he even told Peter how to find the fish, cast the net on the right side. You know, he gave him instructions on what to do. And when he got those instructions and he did what God told him to do, boom, his net was filled to overflowing where it was about to break. There's other instances in the Bible where the Lord was telling the disciples of how to find certain things. And Matthew 21, verses 2 and 3. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. He says to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately send them. Now, you notice in this scenario here, he tells them where to go. Go to the village opposite you. And then he tells them what's going to happen. Immediately, you will find a colt tied, a donkey tied, and a colt with her. And then he says, now this is what you do after that. Loose them. Bring them to me. Now, it said, now, you know, some people might ask you, what you doing? What you think you're doing? And you just say to them, the Lord has need of them. That's awesome. There's so much in that. I always ask the Lord, I said, give me a script. Give me a script, Lord. Tell me what to say. I want to say your words. I want to say what you want me to say. So in this instance, Jesus told them where to go, what they would find when they got there immediately, what to do with what they found, and what to say. Gave them a script. What to say if somebody says something to you. Now, those are good instructions. Hallelujah. That's a road map. That's a treasure hunt. That's a treasure map right there. Let's go on to another one. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, 13 through 15. Mark chapter 14, verses 13 through 15. And it says, and he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, go into the city. Here we go. First he said, go to a village. Now he said, go to the city. Amen. And a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is the guest room I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us. Check out those instructions. told them where to go again. This time, a city instead of a village. And this time, they were going to meet a man instead of seeing a donkey tied up. So they were going to meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Now, that's pretty definite, detailed information here. Because if he had said, you're going to see a man, which man? You know, men are walking around all over here. Which one is it? Very definite. He's carrying a pitcher of water. Okay? Now we see the man with the pitcher of water. Now what? Follow him. Follow him. And then wherever he goes in, so there were not words for the man with the pitcher. There was not a script for him. He was just to be followed. There was no script for him. But it was like, follow him wherever he goes. Then here's the script. Say to the master of the house. The man with the pitcher, he might not have had any authority. But follow him. Anyway. So, and then tell him, here's the script. The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Hallelujah. Then he's going to show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. God had already spoken to this man's heart. Hallelujah. He had already spoken to this man's heart, to the master of the house's heart, because that large upper room was already furnished and prepared. So it was like, it doesn't say that he was waiting, but it looked like he was waiting because he had already prepared that place. It was furnished and prepared. And then the Lord said, there, make ready for us. Hallelujah. So this treasure map that we're about to talk about, this treasure hunt, this is how the Lord is going to show us and give us hints and clues of who is ready to be saved. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to say this, that this came from a book called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. And the man who wrote the book was Kevin Dedmon, D-E-D-M-O-N. And you can, you know, Google him, look him up. But it's called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. And so there were some questions there. Or with this treasure hunt, it is to write some things down and make a treasure map. I'm going to ask you to write some things down. So get a pen and a paper and get ready to write something down. Amen. And I really kind of wanted to send this to you. I might just text it to you anyway, those of you, I see your number. But with this treasure map, the best thing that you can do is to do it, and I say this loosely, off the top of your head. When I ask you to write this down, I'm giving you a moment now to get a pen and paper. To write this down, too much about it. Let God just drop it into your spirit and tell you. Because if you do too much thinking about it, it gets to be us and not him. And so he wants it to be all him. And he's going to drop some information into your spirit, into your mind. It'll be like you're thinking, and it'll be him to your spirit. And just like he told the disciples and how he said to them, go to a village, go to a city. You know, this is what you're going to find. You know, the donkey tied up, the colt with her, loose them. He gave them instruction. He gave them a script. Amen. Then with the other one, go to the city. You'll see a man carrying a pitcher of water, follow him. You know, wherever he goes, then I'm giving you a script. Say to them, you know, say to the master of the house. And everything, well, where the Lord sent them, people, even the animal was prepared. The mama donkey and the baby donkey were sitting there like prepared, you know, for what the Lord was going to do. So as we write down these things so that the Lord can give us that direction that he wants to give us, as we write this down, know that this is God. If you've never done anything like this before, this is a cool thing. And we're going to talk about how cool it is in just a moment. If you have done it before, you know it's totally cool. You know it's totally God who does this. And I'm going to give you some examples later, but I don't want to put anything in you. I just want you to hear from God. By now, hopefully you have your paper and you have a pen and you're ready. Hallelujah. Okay. So even with our example, we talked about location, how the Lord said, go to a village, go to a city. So the first thing on our treasure map, and I'm telling you, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 things that we're going to be writing down. So give yourself some space. It's 5 categories, and within each category, you can write as many underneath it as that comes to your mind in this time. And we're, like I said, we're not going to take much time with it. All right? So the first thing to write down is a location. Whatever comes to your mind, write down that location. It may be something like a stop sign, a bench, a digital clock, you know, right by the digital clock, a coffee shop. It may be a store like Target, like Walmart, something like that. But right now, just write down, several locations. We're going to give you like maybe almost a minute to write that down, any location that comes to your mind. Okay, I'm doing it too. We'll give you a few more seconds here. You're writing down a location. I have some very interesting locations on mine, but I just wrote down what I heard. Okay. A few more seconds. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. Now, the next one is write down a person's name. Don't think too much about it. Just write down a person's name and whatever names that come to your mind, just write them down. Okay? God is talking. Hallelujah. Just write those names down. Write those names down. Okay, we're going to give you another 10 seconds or so. Write down any name that comes to your mind. Okay. All right, let's go on to our next one. After this, we have two more. Now, this is... We want to write down a person's appearance. So when I say their appearance, you can write down the color of their a specific article of clothing. You know, like a white T-shirt. You know, what color? Blue jeans or something like that. You can write down the color of their hair. Anything about their appearance, a person's appearance. Okay, we're writing down and the person's appearance, color of a specific article of clothing, color, maybe the color of their hair. Okay, we'll give you another 10 seconds on that. 10 seconds or so. Okay. Almost done. All right, so this one, we're going to write down what they may need prayer for. What they may need prayer for. Say, for instance, if they have a knee brace on, a cane, kidney issues, a tumor, something going on in their left ankle, marriage. You know, something going on in their marriage. But whatever comes to your mind, you're getting pretty good at this now. You're not thinking about it. God is just going to flow these thoughts into your mind, what a person may need prayer for, okay? For some, that might be easy. For some, that might have been a little tough. But what we're writing down is, what a person might need prayer for. Okay, we're going to give you another maybe 10, 15 seconds here to finish that. I tell you, the Lord was talking on that one. They're actually all over. Okay. All right. We're going to go to our last one. This one is very interesting, and I found it to be kind of interesting to me. When we've done this before. The last one is the unusual. Something that's unusual. Let's say like a lollipop, a windmill, a lime green door, dolphins, pink flamingos, you know, anything that comes to your mind that's unusual. So write those down. Don't think too hard now. Just still gonna let it flow. Okay, this last one is the unusual. The unusual, you're going to write down whatever the Lord brings to your spirit, something unusual, like a lollipop, a windmill, lime green door, dolphin, well, and what came to my mind was a pink flamingo. I'm going to write that on mine. Once again, the unusual. Whatever's kind of unusual that comes to your mind, write that down. Okay, let's give you a few more seconds here, about 10, 15 more seconds. Let's see what we got here. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about this for a little bit. You are now in possession of a treasure map, the Lord has put on your spirit what the location is, person's name, their appearance, what they need prayer for, and any kind of unusual thing. Now, with a regular treasure hunt where everybody's in the same place, we've done that before, where we've been in the same place and we chose a place. One of the last ones that we did as a group was we went to the mall and we did a treasure hunt there. We all had our treasure maps with us. We got in groups of about, you know, three or four in a group, and then we went to different locations in the mall. And I remember one of the locations that I had was the photo booth. To go and stand by the photo booth. Well, we had fun and took some pictures while we were standing by there. But there was a photo booth there, and so then we hung around there and looked for people who, you know, looked for our treasure. And we did find a treasure there. Amen. Some of these things I wanted to say, like a person's appearance, after doing this for a little while and seeing how God brings these people, I was like, okay, let me just see. I do believe I hear from God, but I was like hearing purple hair. Do you know somebody showed up with purple hair for real? I mean, this day and age, people can do that. you know, you can see that. But I was still blessed that the Lord sent somebody with purple hair. Hallelujah. And we knew that we were going to minister to them. So when we would go in groups, it's slightly different than what we're going to do now, because we're all over the country. You know, we're all in different places. And now we have done something like that before, too, with the healing ministry. We went to Kansas City, and we all made a treasure map with all of the, you know, this all this information on it. And we were ministering there at the IHOP, International House of Prayer, for their conference. So we were all going to be, you know, kind of in different places. But at dinner, we made the treasure map, like what we just did just now, and we were just aware and open for any of these, the hints and the clues that God had given to us. We were open to see people that, you know, that were on our treasure map, okay? And that was just awesome. We all came back with testimonies on what we saw. So here's the thing. Okay, you have a treasure map. Then what do? Just as Jesus gave instructions to the disciples, what do? You see somebody, I'll just say with purple hair. Okay, so you see somebody with the purple hair, and you may say something like, this may seem a little odd, but we're on a treasure hunt, or I'm on a treasure hunt, and I think you're on our list. And so show them the list where it's like it's the purple hair is on there, and it may be not just the purple hair, but it may be one or two things. And, you know, and what I said to people is like, yes, we're on a treasure hunt, and before we came out here, God talked to us about you, and you're a treasure to him. You know, I would say, I have said something like that. And so show them the list. Here's your purple hair right here on this list. Before we even met you, it was already written down. And, you know, build a rapport, you know, say, you know, what your name is. And also, let me say this to you, that God may send you to somebody you know already. And you can say, wow, I didn't know you were going to wear that purple shirt today or whatever, but I have you down as a treasure on my treasure map that the Lord, you know, gave to me on Thursday night. And, you know, and you build rapport with them. If you don't know their name, you can say what your name is, and then let them know and ask their name. Let them know that God has highlighted them and wants to bless them. And then pay attention for things that you can help them with and ask them if you can pray for them. So really pay attention. If it's something on your list of, you know, appearance or what they may need help for, like on my list, I have limping on there. You know, if there's a limp, or if there's a cast on the leg or something like that, you know, may we pray for you and always ask permission if you can pray for them. If they say no, there are times where, a few times where people had said no, I'm in a hurry. And my favorite thing to say when people say, no, I'm in a hurry, I'll walk with you a little bit. You know, and I can I we can pray and walk as you go. If they say no, you know, you might want to talk to them just a little bit more if you can. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight something about that person and share it with them, or give some encouraging words. You know, by the Spirit of the Lord, and He'll give it to you. And then ask again, you know, can I pray for you about something? If they still say no, then just bless them. You know, God bless you. You know, thank you for your time. And, you know, let them go ahead and go. If they say yes, then pray for them to be healed. Even if you've never prayed for somebody to be healed before, God is amazing. And what we've learned in our healing broadcast is that what God reveals, He heals. So if He reveals to you something, on my list, I have back pain. I have vision issues. You know, if they issues like that, God has revealed it before you even meet them. And then when you pray, even a simple prayer, Lord, by your Spirit, heal them. You know, thank you for your blood that's healing them right now. Simple prayer, the blood of Jesus is upon you, you know, and watch God heal them. Hallelujah. And, you know, as you pray, ask for the presence of God to come. And, you know, you may even pray, God, release your presence upon them. And, you know, pray for the pain to leave, bones to be set, back to be aligned, tumor to shrink. And then ask them to test it out. Do something that they couldn't do before the prayer. I know, you know, what we do with the healing ministry is we ask them what level of pain they're in. 0 meaning no pain, 10 meaning excruciating pain. You know, and so you know kind of like where you're starting from. And this is a faith. This is a step of faith, believing that God's word is God's word. Hallelujah. And that He has told you all of this, even though it seemed like it came off the top of your head. But this was God talking to you. Hallelujah. And then when they are healed, hallelujah, or you bless them through a word, explain that this came from God. This is the kindness of God. This is the loving kindness of God that has been revealed. And then ask them if they would like to know Jesus personally. And then help to lead them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I remember one of the last times I did this, and I did this not in a group, but, you know, I was about to go out, and I had a list. I had a treasure map that I had filled out already. And so the Lord said, just look at it, check it out. And what stood out to me was red hair. And I went to the grocery store. I went to get a cake. And so I'm looking at a cake. I'm looking at cakes. And this woman walks up to me, and she said, any cake you choose from around here, it's going to be good. They have excellent cakes here. They are so, so good. And I was like, oh, why, thank you. Now, I didn't say anything to her. She came up to me. Then I noticed she had red hair. Not red hair that a person would normally have. She had blood red hair, you know. And then the Lord reminded me, red hair, red hair. And I said, you know what? You're a treasure. Said the Lord talked to me about you. I pulled out my little list out of my purse, and I showed her the red hair. And I said, what would you like prayer for? Can I pray for you about anything? Oh, yeah. And we're right there in the grocery store and praying for her. Hallelujah. So let yourself be open to God, you know, what God is doing. And just as I'll go back to our time earlier of saying what he told the disciples to do, go to the village. This is what you're going to find. Here's the script. Hallelujah. And he'll give you the script as well. So now we're going to open up the line. If you have any questions, any comments, if you want to share, I would love to hear some of the locations that you got, some of the people's names, the appearance, person's appearance that you got, what they may need prayer for. I would love to hear that. And in the unusual, whatever you would like to share, we want to hear. So pressure number one key, hopefully they're working. I don't see not one number one key press, and I know something must be wrong. I'm checking my, okay, I see you, Pastor Catherine. We're going to start with you anyway. Amen, you and Pastor Mom. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. I see you, Pastor Price. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. Amen. Okay, I see you, Minister Rachel. Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up your line now. Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, I don't know if she's awake.
Yes,
welcome,
I'm
Pastor
awake.
Catherine. Pastor Mom.
I'm awake.
Here's Mom. Mom wants to speak.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
She wants prayer.
We're going to take you on a treasure hunt. Hallelujah.
She wants prayer, too.
Oh,
thank
amen.
You.
What would you like prayer for, Pastor Mom? Anything hurting?
Huh?
He said, what's hurting?
My leg.
Okay, your leg around around where your knee is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now. And we thank you, Lord God. Even everyone on the line is joining our faith together with you, Pastor Mom, praying over your knee area in the name of Jesus. It's around the back of your knee, the front of your knee, all on the side, and then up your thigh in the name of Jesus. There it is. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your anointing that abides on the inside of Pastor Mom, bringing forth complete healing, health, and wholeness all in that affected area right now in the name of Jesus. We come against any kind of trauma of feeling that pain and being woke up with that pain. We come against that trauma and say, you trauma, get off of her now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that your blood, your cleansing, healing, purging blood is going all throughout that affected area, causing every bit of pain to cease and desist even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Did the pain go? You feeling any better, Mom?
Did it ease up? Yes.
Okay. See if you can bend that knee and move it around a little bit.
Oh, wow.
See, you're feeling a little better there. You're feeling better. Okay.
All right. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, we had a little situation here. I'm a little tired, but I'm going to give a few of my testimonies here. And I do have a question for you, a private question for you, Apostle, in just a moment. But
okay.
I am, once again, I say, you know, this is my favorite subject here.
Amen.
To lead someone to Christ. But this past Sunday, and I forgot to even tell my pastor that we got another, two people got saved in the service, but I wanted to let him know that we had another one on the parking lot because
hallelujah.
As you know, we the church is right next to a restaurant, and we have a church fence there, and it says private parking, church parking only. But there are people that comes up in there that's going to the restaurant, and so the Lord says, don't run them away anymore. That's the last couple of years. That's what the Lord has said. Don't run them away anymore. Anyone that comes up in here, they need to be saved. And so,
hallelujah.
There was a young man that came, and while I was driving out of the parking lot, he was going to his car, and I said, "Young man, did you see that sign over there?" "Oh yes, ma'am. I'm just so sorry, but I was just in a rush and I just came." I said, "Oh, that's all right. That's all right. That's fine." But I said, "You know what? There's no accident that you came up in here because God got something for you today." He said, "Well, I don't really have time right now. I'm in a rush." I said, "This won't take but just a few minutes." I said, "Are you saved?" He said, "No, ma'am." I said, "Well, this will take only just a few minutes, not even 5 minutes." And so I just began to, I just went on. I said, "Just repeat after me." And he prayed the prayer of salvation. And I tell you, his face just lit up. It just lit up. And he was from Mississippi. He said, "I'm from Mississippi." And I said, "Well, you guess what? You came all the way from Mississippi to St. Louis to get saved. So God bless you."
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And I think I kind of mentioned this last week, but I love the treasure hunt when we went to the mall.
The mall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was trying to remember. I can't remember the symbol that the Lord had given me that was over one of the stores. I can't remember the symbol, but I do remember. It was going to be a man with a red, I think it was either he was going to have a red cap on, I think a red cap, a red hat or something like that. And I told him.
A red jacket, I thought.
A red jacket. I think it was a red jacket. And we said, mm-hmm. I told him that he was one of our treasures, for God's treasures for that day. And he said he needed prayer for his, I think his son was like on life support or something. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, we were able to pray for him at that particular time. And that was just so good.
Amen.
I think that's all.
And he was happy.
Yeah,
he was
happy
to be prayed for. I mean, he looked like one of those guys. I mean, you would only approach him if God told you to.
Right, right, because he was so tall and big. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much, Apostle, for having this every year. Because, you don't have it every year, I don't think, do you? Because I don't think we've had it.
No, it's been a few years.
Yes, it's been a few years, yeah. And sometimes the years just go by and things just kind of get away from you. It's so good. And I just thank God. I think really, too, this is better for me. I don't know about anybody else, but this is better for me if I get prepared before I go out. Because a lot
yes.
of times I go out and I'm in a rush sometimes. And I just want to go in the store
yes.
and come out. But if you prepare
mm-hmm.
before you go, then, you know, you'll be more apt to be able to witness to somebody. So I just want
yes.
to tell you thank you so much. Yeah. And one of the things that you said tonight was, you said, now don't think too much about this. Don't think too much about this. And what God
mm-hmm.
dropped in my spirit, he said, now that's when you got a situation in your life, he said, that's what we're not to do. We're not to ponder on that too much. We're to give that, we should give that right away to the Lord. Don't keep pondering on it. Because sometimes we can just take that thing and go over and over in our mind. What are we going to do? How are we going to do that? Just don't even think about it too much. Just ask God, what are you going to do with it? How you want me to do? And just keep on going and don't ponder on it anymore. So I thank you so much for that too tonight. So God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen. I was thinking of tonight. I went grocery shopping, and I got what I was supposed to get, and then I got home, and there was no place to put it. and I was like, it's hot. I need to put this in the freezer. And the Lord said, just leave it in the thermal bag. Just leave it and lay down. And that's what I did. I stopped thinking about it. And as soon as I got up from laying down, he told me exactly what to do. And it was 1, 2, 3. Everything was fine.
Amen.
Amen. So, yeah, can't think too much about it. We can't figure it out. We
Amen.
Said this before, Pastor Catherine. While we try to figure it out, he already worked it out.
Amen.
That's awesome about somebody getting saved in the parking lot. That's awesome.
Oh, I have to confess about something, too. When I went into Walgreens, I think that was on Monday, I went into Walgreens, and there was a young man just sitting down on the curb right next to Walgreens. And
mm-hmm.
I knew I was in a rush, so I went up on purpose. I went on the other side. And as I was going on the other side, the Lord said, now remember, the man about the, that's what they did with the good the Good Samaritan. I said, okay, Lord, when I go back out, if I need to witness to this young man, I'm going to witness to him. But he had fallen asleep when I got back out. But at least I was willing. I was willing. I went back and I was willing.
Amen. Amen. Good
I even
to be
had
willing.
I even had my dial out for him too. Oh. Okay, that's it for me.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Okay, confession is good for the soul. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Price, I'm going to open up your line. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number one key. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and welcome back to your program. Glory to God. We count it as an honor and privilege to stand instead as host last week and joy as an engineer. We always just thank God for what you do. You know, that we know that God's grace is sufficient, and he gives you the special
Hallelujah.
Endowment to do that's what he calls you to do. So we praise God for you. I thank God for you. I want to do some dittoing from Pastor Catherine. because I agree with Pastor Catherine is that this treasure map makes it so easy in evangelism. Yeah. And I still, over the time period, a few years, I still hadn't gotten the handle on it like I would like to have the handle on it, you know, to sit down before I go out the door or to sit down at the beginning of the day, whether it be in the house, because God can do things right in the house. To be able to do that. So, but this time, I was thinking about when the movie My Fair Lady, when they took a person who was Cockney in England and would train her to be this elegant lady. And at one point they said, by George, I think she's got it. And tonight it was like, by George, I thank God that I think I... This treasure hunt, the treasure map, the treasure hunt, I think it's finally settling in. I said, wow. And it's like it's that's why we need these evangelism boot camps. Because even as when we think about as we come from a family of educators, with Pastor Catherine and Mom being kindergarten teachers, you as a teacher, and you were in were you in the middle school or the elementary, Apostle?
Middle school.
You were a middle school teacher. And see all of the educators that are coming up in our family right now, so many of them, the young people are coming up, and if we haven't been educators, we've been preachers in our family. We got a lot of preachers in our family. The one thing we learn about as being educators or even being preachers is that we have to use repetition over and over again to get things down on the inside. Faith doesn't come by having heard. It does not come by one time. But when it senses in the sense of the Greek, it's by hearing on a continual basis, hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And then it begins to get built. Like Mom, what you love about Mom is that Mom built the word so much in her over the years that even now when she's gone through some health challenges, she can still, that word is embedded down on the inside of her as it's being done
Absolutely.
On the inside of us. Hallelujah. So as we're having this evangelism boot camp, it just encourages my heart so much to get it embedded on the inside, to come and listen to it, get it down on the inside of me. Yes. And I thank God for that. I really thank him for that. When one of the things, before I read some of the things I have on my list, one of the things that I notice is that in evangelism, as I go in and out, and I was called as an evangelist, I was called in other areas too, but one of the things I was called as an evangelist, and I know that I'm to plant water, and God will use me to give the increase. He will put somebody before me, because I did not have the treasure hunt map concept down pat, or to be able to really benefit as much as I should, because I should be writing things down before I walk out that house and for God to be able to do what he's going to do. But what he does with me a lot of times is it's almost like a shutter becomes open. And he'll let, like you said, with red hair. I saw one lady coming out of a pizza place with that fiery red hair that got my attention. There'll be other things that will all of a sudden that will get my attention on something. Somebody might say, baby. Well, that's something people say down there in New Orleans, baby. Or it might be whatever it is that we'll use in order to get our attention. And so I think, I'm excited about the things God had me to write down tonight. The location he gave me, I saw lakeside, trees, grass, water, and ducks. And on, for the name, glory to God, for the name, I saw Joe, Jeff, Charles, Juanita, Sue, Sally, Jane, Robert, Morris, and I saw Helen. Glory to God. For appearance, orange, blue, black and white shoes, brown shoes, Stacey Adams shoes. That's the appearance I saw. For what they may need prayer for, I saw back pain, digestive system problems, dry eyes. Again, something about the eyes, the toothache, side aches, stabbing pain, again, in the back. That's what I heard what they may need. the unusual. I saw the Cadillac. I saw Mercedes-Benz. I saw HBC colleges. I saw the sugar salt debate concerning rice and grits. Sugar salt debate concerning rice and grits. And then
what
is
that? Sugar salt debate. Oh, I know what you're saying. Okay.
Because there's some people who like sugar on rice or salt on rice. And there's some people who like sugar on grits or salt on grits. So I saw this debate, sugar salt debate, rice grits debate. Then I saw in the unusual singer and choir. And then I saw these words. I'm trying to think if his name is Matthew McConaughey. I saw him in that in that car. He said, "All right, all right, all right." I said, "Okay, Lord." So I
gotta do it.
And I'll know that when I get there in those Stacey Adams, them brown Stacey Adams, look like I can see the vision of it, or those black and white shoes, or to see the person in the Mercedes Benz. To an HBC college where there's joy. I heard the name Joy around there. So I'll be on the lookout, whether it be on the phone, because I've been, there's a man, he's married with a beautiful wife and family. I was on a phone call for business, and the gentleman got to talking, and he was going through something, and he kind of looked like one of the men that I used to like. He kind of looked like this man. This man has since passed away, but he would sing this song that Pastor Mark likes to sing. I'm trying to think of Marky, Joy, help me with it. Marky Mark? Bismarck. And Bismarck would sing, what did he sing? Huh? Bismarck Key would sing, Say it again. Bismarck Key. But Bismarck Key used to sing this song. It's a song that was so popular back, and Pastor Mark can sing that song. And so, but this particular man reminded me of Bismarck Marquis. And we ended up being friends over the many years, and he's gone through so much in his marriage, but he said he got a hand of God on his life. And so God was able to use me to minister to him. So God will use all kinds of things, even if you're at home and you're not going out a lot. You know, God is able to work, you know, behind the scene. One more little thing. I think I may have said that about when our car had a flat tire. And when the AAA guy got here to come, when we were talking about California, and he said, "I really, really want to go to California. I want to go." I said, "You do?" And I said, "Well, you know what? You're going to need God in your life. You're going to need Jesus when you go to California." He used something like California to be able to get that attention, to be able to pray. So I thank God for this boot camp, evangelism boot camp. I'm excited. And I can say with the Lord by George, I think she got it. And I got my little list here. And so that I can keep it. And usually I write on my, on my computer in the Google Docs. But today I was led to get a little notebook that I have. It's not real little, but it's like half of a page notebook, and it's it opens with spiral. And I was led to write the message. I'll transfer it over to the Google Docs when I get off. But I was sitting there going writing, and now I have this. So I can put this in my purse, and when I get ready to go in and out, but I can show somebody and say, "Look, see, God showed me this." And I can show them the name, or I can show them the shoes, or I can show them whatever it was that God wants to be able to show them, to let them know that this is God. One last little thing, Apostle, I thought about when we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. This reminds me a lot of what we do in Praying in Tongues Tuesday, how that that God will give us different things, key things to let us know you all are on the right track. He'll give us confirmation. When he began to give that. That just got me when I heard everybody, everybody, everybody. I shall not, I shall not. When I heard that, when you did your part, you said the words you heard was, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. So God, and there are other confirmations that God has given along the way when we're on those Tuesday night praying in tongues, I mean Tuesday praying in tongues Tuesday. So I thank God for the word. Thank God. And I praise God for this time and for the message tonight on the treasure hunt. God bless you, Apostle. I'm going back on you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I said, anyone else, if you want to say, you know, what God has told you to write down, that would be great. And Pastor Price, I was prepared for today, but the paper that the Lord had me to write this on, because I did it with everybody else, it's a bookmark. And on the other side of it is Psalm 23. So that I believe that's going to be a part of this as we go out this week and see what God is doing. And I want to say while I'm thinking of it, and I'm going to open up your line, Minister Rachel and family, after this. Hold that somewhere, as Pastor Price said, somewhere you can just take it out with you, even if you have to write it over again. But put it somewhere where you can have it in your pocket, in your purse, whatever, in your wallet, so that when you see the person, when you see the treasure, you can show them the treasure map. Amen. And I would say, hold on to it for a while. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line. Anyone else? Go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Minister Rachel and family. Hi,
everyone.
Welcome.
Pretty quiet. I think some of them all sleep because Gabriel's asleep. My door is closed, so I didn't hear much on the hall.
Okay.
So it's just the Lord and me. How God did it, I was, today was, I'm going to say, an unusual day, but we got to play Let's Have Church, me and the children. Well, me, Gabrielle, Amber, and Malachi, we have fun. We played the game in a different way, but it was fun. With the list that God gave me, I took care of a few things, and while you were talking, he had me to write it all down once I got out of the bathroom, because I had to just, I mean, I had forgot about some of the stuff, but then he brought it back to my remembrance. And when you started praying for Pastor Mom, on my list, one of them was knees. And I was like, Lord, there's a confirmation. And then you said, mole, and there was a confirmation. And then Pastor Catherine said, tall. He said he was a tall man. I was like, that was on my list, too.
Wow. Amen.
Yes, I was looking
confirmation.
At my list, and I was, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the stuff that's on my list. Yeah.
Anything else you want to share off of your list?
Yes, about the like the blue shirt with yellow star. The name could be Bob or Kate, like a Bob, or a Kate, like a Kate or KB, but I put Kate. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Bob and Kate for name. Yes. And then for unusual, it's like bubble gum, cupcakes, a donut.
Okay.
And for
this is gonna be fun.
The other one was short and tall. That's, you know, the appearance.
Mhm. Okay.
Oh, now I'm hearing sneakers. You call it sneakers, Lord.
Okay, write it down.
It's sneakers. You're just calling for sneakers. Okay, I'll put sneakers.
Amen.
Oh, for location is mall or ShopRite.
Okay. And, you know, as the Lord leads, you can share the treasure map with the children, and they'll help you look. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, they'll love it. They'll love it. Oh, my dear. This could be a project for Jesus Warriors. That's the name of my homeschool. So I do, mm-hmm. God bless me to get IDs for them. He set me up with an online academy to be able to get materials that I need for their education.
Hallelujah.
that are good, that are state certified. So when they see these
Hallelujah.
Certificates, see these things, they are legit. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I know
that's
right. Glory to him. Yes. Hallelujah. God for that.
Amen. All right. So, yeah, that would be a good project for them for you guys to do your treasure hunt.
Yes, because I could put the IDs on them. I was like, we are a special school. So I just tell them about that. And we are on a treasure hunt. And we could tell people, and you're the treasure that God sent us to. And
Amen.
You know, my children are bold, so they, you know, they're bold for the look. So I'm going to say it like that. This is going to be fun.
Amen. I've heard them, so yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some children are bold for whatever else, but we thank God that they're bold for the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Minister Rachel.
I love you all.
Okay. Love you, too. Okay. Amen. Anyone else? All right. So, for my location, what I had, I was just like, wow, this is interesting. Springfield, restaurant, clothes rack, Facebook, Hilltop, and freezer. Very interesting. And then the person's name. Now, I got, there was one time I wasn't doing a ultimate treasure hunt. I wasn't thinking about doing that, but I was at a conference, and it was, I believe it was on prophecy, and they were saying, well, you know, see if the Lord will give you a name of someone. And so, and they said, you know, share that name with everyone. So I'm trying to remember the name. It was something like Devante, something like that. And so some of my friends was like, out of all the names you could get, you get a hood name like Devante or something. And I was like, why? That's what I heard, Devante. So on my way home that night, a friend of mine was driving with me, and we stopped at the Walgreens. So get ready to go on to Walgreens, and this young man comes up, and he's asking for money. And so I said, well, what's your name? He said, Devante. I said, oh, my God, Devante? And then I said, hold on a second. And so I had written his name down on a piece of paper, and I said, your name came up today when I was in a church service. And I said, and this here, I wrote it down right here. And he looked at it, he said, and you spelled it just right. And I was like, okay, God, I know this is you. And then after that, you know, I asked him about being saved, and he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior that night at the Walgreens. Hallelujah. So, you know, God is awesome. You know, not only will he give a name, but he'll have you to spell it. Because the young man was like, people are always spelling his name wrong. But God spelled his name just right because it was time for him to get saved. So some of the names that I got were Percy, Falby. I know somebody named Falby. Grace, Miracle, Charlie, Hamilton, Wrigley, and Mag, M-A-G. And then the appearance, a person's appearance, what I got was tattoos on the arms, the legs, and the face. Animal print. Camouflage, pink camouflage. And that makes me think about years ago when we went out, we saw, I got the word animal print and the color pink. And there was a little girl who had on a pink animal print jacket. And one of the unusual that I got was popcorn. And the location was Target. So we were at Target, walking, getting ready to head for Target in the parking lot. Saw the little girl with the pink animal print on her. She was with her grandmother. We found out later this was her grandmother, and her grandmother was eating popcorn. And so we showed them the treasure map of what, you know, what was already said. And said, you know, can we pray for you? And the grandmother said, please, please, we need prayer. And she told us what was going on in their lives right then. And we stood out there in front of the Target and prayed for her. They really received that prayer. Amen. So it's something about when you have the treasure map with you and can share that with them. Okay, I'm going to say the rest of this, and then we'll go ahead and start closing. What they might need prayer for, Pastor Price said back pain, confirmation, limping, toe issue. I had vision issue, and I think Pastor Price said the eyes, something going on with the eyes, elbow pain, children, and somebody who was wrongly accused. And then my unusual will, pink flamingo and hopscotch. So these are all very interesting, and I'm just excited to see God manifest around these things and show us, because we have definitely heard from the Lord. So what we're going to do is, especially this week coming up, be very attentive to what God has said, because it really is a word from him. He's given us a prophetic word on ones who are ready to be saved, who need prayer. And he will send us out, you know, at this time. And as Pastor Price said, even if you're at home, delivery people have come to our home and have gotten saved, especially when we were sheltered in. Amen. And so many of them got saved, you know, just asking them, you know, what they needed prayer for or something like that. That's usually my opening line, my script from the Lord. what can I pray for you about? I might say something like, I'm a praying woman. What can I pray for you about? And then most people, 99% or at least 97 or 8% of people want prayer. Amen. So whether you're at home, whether you're going out or anything, expect God to bring them because he has revealed them. Hallelujah. And what God reveals, he does heal. Amen. Amen. So praise God. We're going to go ahead and close tonight. Check. Okay. I got a little excited and hung up by mistake. Sorry about that. So, amen. So next week, let's come back and talk about what God has done, because he is going to do something for each and every one of us. Now, if you have any questions or anything, everybody who's on the line right now, you know my number. Text me. Let me know. If you have any kind of questions or anything. But the whole thing is just be open, be aware, be attentive to what God is saying, and just flow by his spirit and watch awesome things happen. Watch God do it. Amen. Amen. We've already prayed the prayer of salvation, and we're going to talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. On this Sunday, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And we'll be here, Lord willing, on this Sunday. And I will be preaching from the book of Job, chapters 25 through 27. Amen. On Monday, we have a Bible teaching, and I do believe this is one of my favorite, it's going to be a rerun on Monday. It's one of my favorite Bible teachings with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. It's called The Book, The Bag, and The Sling. I really like how God uses her with this. So it's but it's on this Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, The Book, The Bag, and The Sling, looking at David and Goliath from a different viewpoint. Hallelujah. So join us, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern on this Monday. Tuesday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. This is the last Tuesday of the month, so we have the volunteers to pray in tongues. Three volunteers we need to pray in tongues, and then the fourth part of it will all be praying in tongues together. We call it the Heavenly Chorus. So that's this Tuesday, the 29th of August, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the next Wednesday broadcast is going to be Wednesday, September the 13th. That's our healing ministry. Prophetic healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey are our co-hosts. Hallelujah. And then on the 27th of September, we'll have the anointed pandemic baby. God is showing us more and more about these babies. We had a wonderful time last night with my co-host. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine is the co-host on the anointed pandemic babies. She just has, the experience of teaching kindergartners for 18 years, and then she has anointed pandemic grandbabies and anointed pandemic great grandbabies. And then she teaches the anointed pandemic babies at church. Hallelujah. So she makes an excellent co-host. And so so we'll be back with anointed pandemic babies on Wednesday, September the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have one more Thursday in this month, Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, one more Thursday to go back over again or to hear what God has done with our treasure map. What treasures did you find? Hallelujah. What treasures did God send your way in this next week coming up? Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have a good time. So we're going to talk about that on the 31st. You know, expect people to be healed because he's already revealed what's going to be healed. The ailments that are going to be healed, all we have to do is step into the obedience of it, you know, and he's going to do the healing. That's all we have to do is step into the obedience. And then, as we said before, with evangelism, the word of the Lord is we're like doctors in a maternity ward. All we have to do is catch the baby and cut the cord. So it's not going to be hard for people to get saved. It's not going to be hard for people to get healed. It's going to happen because God has already revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. So we'll be talking about that on this next Thursday, the 31st of September. And after that, we're going to stay in our boot camp time, and we'll be going into, in September, we will be going into spiritual warfare boot camp for the month of September with our dear Pastor Price facilitating the boot camp. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we have for tonight. Just been a blessed time tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll open a line. Everybody's line. Put your phone on mute if you're doing something different. Or if you're not going to say anything, but just a quick open the line and see if anybody has anything burning to say.
Oh, what I wanted to say was some of the things on Pastor Price's list, I think it was concerning our family because he was going through some stuff and I don't know if I was, like, holding some of the stuff for others, like something was happening to my vision, my eyes, and my children were having some tooth trouble and things like that. If you can hear me. The other thing was, I know you had said some stuff on our list. You said children, vision, wrongly accused. There were some things that were said that were highlighted. So I just thank God that he's working behind the scenes, and I thank God for highlighting those things and that he is healing the things that we need as well, even though we're going to go out and, be used for his glory. Some of us are on that list because when you was reading certain things on the list, there's some things we were going through.
Amen. Well, since you noticed that, why don't you pray over that, even though most of it is for your family. But go ahead and pray about that before we go.
Heavenly Father, those things that you have highlighted on some of our lists, Lord, I just lift those things up, oh God, because when you reveal it, you heal it. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with the power of your blood and your grace, Lord, I ask that you heal. I ask that you provide and I ask that you strengthen, and ask that if there's a lawyer needed, you will meet that need, and you'll be that lawyer, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that it is your justice that will come forth, because, Lord, you reveal all of these things, and you know what all of us need, and you will meet us at the point of our very need. So in Jesus' name, continue to strengthen us, Lord, as we go out in the vineyard and be the laborers for your glory. Strengthen us, keep us, and thank you and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? I mean, it's just a confirmation to know that God is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? This is what I'm hearing as we go. And some people, you know, it's late, so some people have left the line. But I still want to just declare and decree over all of us. Lord, we declare and decree that we are all mobilized to evangelize. We're mobilized by your Spirit to evangelize wherever we are. We thank you, Lord God, that you, and we declare and decree that you are sending people. You're sending you're sending us out as laborers into the harvest, whether it's even to our front door. You're sending us as laborers into the harvest so that ones can be saved. So we thank you for doing it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for people being saved, healed, and delivered by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Love you all. And have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them, no?